Do you feel it? There's no hurry for them to get up. You know, this is, and we would continue the music if necessary. Feel in the spirit that there was victory, so we'll move on. Sometimes it helps to have multiple plans and multiple alternatives. I always have the message right here, but it's not here. So it's probably my wife's stuff, Ms. Arroyo's stuff. My message? It's all right. Today's message is called Spending His Favor. We're going to have a short introduction by me. And then we're going to listen to a teaching, a short teaching that I extracted from Lance Wallno. Lance Wallno is a, Dr. Lance Wallno is a Jewish believer. It's a Jewish believer and awesome man of God who's written books and is prophetic. He's also one of the co-hosts of Flashpoint, if you watch that in the Victory Channel. Now, on Wednesday, we had the book, the reading of the book of Esther. And in Esther chapter 8 and verse 8, now that Haman has been hanged and everything has been turned into the hands of Esther and Mordecai, then Esther makes another appeal to the king. It says, but are people still going to die? And so the king doesn't get upset with her. He extends the scepter again and says to her, now write in the king's name on behalf of the Jews what seems good to you and seal it with the king's signet ring. For a decree that is written in the king's name and is sealed with the king's ring cannot be revoked. So Esther and Mordecai write a letter allowing the Jewish people to defend themselves. In other words, they can't stop the war that's already been declared. They can't stop. That's already was done and sealed with the king's ring. But now the king's ring is given to the righteous ones, and they can make an appeal. They can make a proclamation. They can make a decree. It's right here what it says, a decree. Now write in the king's name on behalf of the Jews what seems good to you and seal it with the king's signet ring for a decree. In other words, a decree that is sealed with the king's signet ring cannot be revoked. On March 16 of 2019, I preached a message entitled The Power to Accomplish Our Destiny. I'm not going to review that, but say that in that message, I shared the following statement. Scripture clearly establishes that favor, which is hen in Hebrew, gave Esther the power to accomplish her destiny. For such a time as this, we are to be excited for and love his favor. It is more important than money and fame. This is in 2019. It is more important than hardly anything I know at this time. Earlier this year, on January the 8th, 2022, just a few weeks ago, in a message entitled, In His Favor, we added to this and made a proclamation. I shared that I believe, quote, I believe the Lord Yeshua by his spirit has been urging us to function in his favor. There is an appointed time to receive and accept his favor. And that set time is now. I declared that in January the 8th here in this congregation. In 2022, we are to receive his favor. And we are to function in his favor. We are to gain favor with him and favor with the people around us. This is what we need in Kol Simcha. It is not to be taken for granted. This is part of the last day's revival, that the Lord will extend favor. It is his pleasure to give it to Kol Simcha, to give it to us. It will take us to the next level, I said. It will cause us to delight in him, and it will keep us in the center of his will. the proclamation. So I proclaimed in January the 8th that we would have favor in the congregation. Had already been setting it up for 2 or 3 years. In chapter 6 of her 2021 book entitled Declarations for Breakthrough, Jane Hammond, who with her husband Tom are the senior leaders of Vision Church in Santa Rosa, Florida. She's a fellow Floridian. That's really close to Panama City, just before Destin. Okay? She elucidates the concept in chapter 6 of her book. There's a concept of spending your favor. We got to use it. The favor we receive from Adonai, it becomes ours to use. She said, it is often said that faith is the currency of heaven, but favor is the currency to be used with people here on the earth. As we begin to spend our favor, we are given answers to those things we seek. We see doors open and opportunities afforded. These are spiritual powers that bring natural breakthrough. We want breakthrough, but we got to begin to use our favor. You see, we have resources. We can have resources and not spend them. You can have money in the bank. You can have money hidden somewhere. Not long ago, I found a money. I put it there myself. 5 years ago. 5 years ago. You know, and it's been sitting there speaking to I don't know who. And it found it. It's like, oh, look at this. I set up my own blessing. Now, had I not found it, somebody would have found it. Had I not found it, somebody would have taken it. Had I not found it, that which was a blessing, and it turned out to be a great blessing the way it got used. I mean, a great blessing. So you say, oh, well, you know, the Lord, you know, we want to give the Lord credit for everything he does, but we don't need to give Lord credit for our own incompetency sometime. The Lord doesn't want you to take his favor as if it were gold coins and go find a hole in the field and bury them there. And then, you know where to get it. So maybe you do. Maybe like me, you forget that you put it there in the hole. And it could be there, and maybe some generation in the future finds it, or the animals find it, and they don't know what to do with it. When it could have been used, I stated emphatically in January that the set time, the appointed time, had come to receive his favor, and we have it. The set time did come at the beginning of the year, and we're operating in favor. We must spend this favor wisely, not put it in the bank. The bank's not a good place. Don't hide it . You know, it says favor is like the anointing of God in gifting. Don't take your gift and bury it, Yeshua said, but execute it, use it in order to be able to accomplish things that you want to do. But guess what? When you accomplish the things you want to do, you end up setting the stage for breakthrough in your life. And you can then give God the glory. Say, if it weren't for your favor, I wouldn't be here. And if I weren't here, I couldn't do this. Esther spent her favor. She did. She spent it with Ahasuerus, the king. And it began the divine reversal of Purim. It wasn't done. It's still going to be a war. The Jews are going to still have to fight. And they're going to get grace. And they're going to win. And then there's going to be Purim. And then there's going to be feasting and all that. And we're going to have a good time. Yeah. But there was the moment when it reversed. And it reversed before it was done. But they were equipped to do it. This resulted in the favor for the entire Jewish nation. There was a divine reversal. Instead of death, they got victory. And instead of the annihilation of the Jewish world, the Bible says that many, at the end of chapter 8, says that many people in Persia became Jews. What? Many people in Persia became Jews because the fear of Adonai had fallen upon them. It is therefore time to begin to invest wisely the favor Yeshua has given us. If ever the people of God needed favor to impact the world, the time is now. Right now, we need His help in our nation. We need His help in our family. We need to do the work to bring the harvest of souls. But listen, we need favor with our fellow man. We need favor with our fellow man. If we are to have open doors of opportunity and walk in the influence that changes the culture, we've got to have favor. We then are therefore come before the throne of grace, the Bible says, the throne of Hen, and ask boldly for what is needed. Because we're functioning in favor. What do you need? I can't tell you, but you know what you need. You know what your desire in your heart is. You know what you want to do. You don't even know how that's going to be useful to the Lord, but you got to do it. It's driving you from the inside. And now, we have the oomph. Now we have the goodness. Now we have the same king who signed the order to annihilate the Jews, signs the order to give us freedom. This is called intercession, by the way. And we need it. See, we need to write a new decree. Do you hear what I'm saying? The king has already said yes. The king's already paid the price. But you need to write the decree. You need to write it. Whether it's written in writing or it's written in word, you need to write it. In the full authority of Yeshua, He gave us the authority. You see, a decree that is written in King Yeshua's name and sealed with King Yeshua's covenant ring, because we're His covenant people. And the covenant ring is? Oh, come on now. Somebody yell it. Shabbat, okay. You know, I'm hard of hearing. I want to hear it. And the covenant ring is? Here we are, Shabbat. We're in the covenant ring. It cannot be revoked. You understand what I'm saying? It cannot be revoked. It's time for us to begin to realize our destiny and start bringing about a divine reversal in our jurisdiction. It was nice for Esther. It's our time in our place. I have seen evidence of this already happening. But I want you to hear someone. Awesome. If it's true that we are in favor, if it's true since January the 8th, then there ought to be evidence. There ought to be evidence. I'm known for putting God on the spot. I knew of someone who could easily give testimony about favor. And to be fair, I did ask the person if he considered it speaking. And he said, yes. Come on. This is none other than my son in love. Aww. Is that right? I can't see it. So this is Stephen. Let's see what happened. By the way, you know, Stephen is not grown his whole life in the things of the Lord. He's relatively... He's not new. He's not, but you know, he didn't, he from the womb, he didn't like my daughter did. He's come to be things of the Lord, and he's done a tremendous job. He plays in our worship band, and He's an awesome son-in-law. So I don't like the word in-law, so he's just an awesome son. And to me, when the Lord just moves and does something on like this, then I've got to say something. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to follow the intro. Okay. Well, for those of you guys who don't know me, hi, I'm Steve. And Rabbi's right. It's actually a pretty important thing that happened recently for me in my career. So to get started, it was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And by that, I mean 3 weeks ago in Crystal River. See, I work for the school board as a bus and truck mechanic. And part of that gig is we have to run a tow truck in case the buses break down. And you got to drive the buses on test drives. Well, buses, tow trucks, things like that are all considered commercial motor vehicles. And a Class E driver's license is no good for driving those. So they tell me, hey, you work for us now. You have to go get a commercial driving license. And by the way, you have to have a Class A, which is the semi-trucks. Now, the test for a Class E driver's license is a joke. You drive around the block 3 times, you go through some cones, you pass 2 tests, here's your license, go fast, don't crash. You know, no, commercial license, at least the one I needed, was 5 tests at the DMV to get a permit to go take a 2.5-hour, 3-part test at Crystal River. And by the way, they added a new rule last year that if you don't take the test in a manual transmission truck, you cannot drive a manual transmission truck ever on the road. You can on a car, but not in a semi. So me being the, you know, stubborn kid I am, I went, well, I don't want a restriction on my license if I'm going to work this hard for this thing. And by the way, I'm taking it in a big rig, not some pickup truck with a trailer on the back. So I studied and studied and studied and studied and studied as hard as I possibly could for a month. And Annalise will tell you, she was mad at me because I was ignoring her. Because I was so stuck in my cell phone and on these papers to, like, I have to pass this test. I have to pass it. And part of the blessing is the school board paid for it. So there's part of it. They said, if you go get this license and you train with us, we'll pay for your test. If you pass, it's all covered. I said, okay, I better pass. And I asked my boss, I said, hey, so, you know, can I take the test in a manual truck and not use our tow truck? And he goes, if you think you can pass the test, go for it. If you don't think you can pass it, then don't. Well, you know, okay, sure, I can drive a manual transmission, no big deal. So we get there, and we go through all the tests, and I'm doing fine. I go through the pre-trip inspection, no problem, get it done. Messing with the truck, okay, let's see, how's this going to work? Got it, awesome, we're doing great, doing my backup maneuvers, everything's going fine. Yes, 2 out of 3 tests passed. Then we got on the road. Manual transmissions in a semi are a whole lot different than manual transmissions in a car, and I learned that the hard way. In a car, you push the clutch in, you go to your next gear, you let the clutch back out. No problem. In a truck, you don't do that. You push the clutch in, you put it in neutral, you let the clutch out, you put it in the next gear, put the clutch in, and keep going. And in a car, the manual transmissions are synchronized. So that means you push the clutch, whatever you do with the gear shifter, you can go from 5th to 1st. It doesn't matter. Yeah, the transmissions in semi-trucks are not synchronized. Your foot is the synchronizer. Yeah, they don't call them crash boxes for nothing. And part of the rules in these tests is you have to double clutch. You're not allowed to float gears and try to just, got it. You're not supposed to do that. And you're not supposed to coast in neutral. You're not supposed to coast with your foot on the clutch. You have to be in gear, downshifting properly to pass this road test. I shredded every gear in the transmission. Every time. I mean, I about destroyed this truck. And, I got lost in the gears. I'm coasting. I'm pushing the clutch in, just trying to keep myself on the road and keep safe, right? So by the time we get back to the place, it's like an hour-long drive. And I get back, and my tester looks at me and goes, all right, park the truck over there, and I'll see you at the office. And that's all he said, and jumped out of the truck. I said, okay. He didn't say a word about you passed, you failed, nothing. He just, out. Okay. So I park the truck, make sure everything's good, and I sit there, and I go, that was bad. That was real bad. I mean, I was grinding gears so bad, I was rolling stop signs bad. Like, everything you can do to not pass a road test, I did it. So I go in there, and I notice the guy's sitting on a computer, typing away. And I go, it's an awful lot of typing for the fact that I just failed that road test. And he comes back and goes, here's some papers, here you go, take that to the DMV, see you later. I look down and I go, pass, pass, pass. And I, what? And I look at the guy and I say, now wait a minute, I destroyed that transmission. I wrecked every gear in that truck. I rolled those stop signs. And he goes, yeah, you were getting close, but you didn't fail it. You know, you were right on the edge, but yeah, you were learning the truck, and I knew that you knew what you were doing. And that's when he goes, by the time you were done, you had figured it out. So you're good. Don't worry about it. It's just a truck. You never drove it before in your life. I don't expect you to be perfect. I just wanted to know that you knew what you were doing. Thank you, Lord. So I sat down in a chair and just, everybody's laughing at me. And I told the guys at the place, they say, well, what are you so happy about? And I said, you guys have no idea how happy I am about this license, because that was super important to me to get this. I've had a Class B for a little while, but that doesn't have anything to do with a Class A. You have to take the whole test over again in a whole different vehicle. It's all different. But and I knew that Marilyn and Tony and Amelise and my mom and all these people were back behind me, and they're far away. They're in a different city, but they're all praying, saying, "Okay, it's 10:30. Steve's on the road taking his test. We better pray really hard." And by the time I was done with it, I was sweating bullets, and I was tired and worn out and sad because I knew there's no way I passed that test. But then the guy walks up with the papers and says, here you go, you passed. Good job.
Amen.
So this might say Class A, but in terms of my career, this just became Plan B. Because now I can drive a truck.
Amen. Awesome. What Steve doesn't know, or he didn't know at the time, is that when we knew he was about to start the test, and he texted Amelise, that he was nervous, and this is the hardest part, and whatever. This is what we declared, Mary and I. Lord, the favor, your favor is on him. Let that instructor see his heart, see what he's trying to do. Let the instructor just connect with him, and then give him the self-confidence to push forward, even in the midst of adversity. So when he got done, we immediately said to him, it's the favor. It's a favor. Did you hear, even though he didn't use that terminology, did you hear that the instructor stuck and watched? And he could have failed him, but was absolutely could have failed him. He said, but he was like, he had already had conversation. We don't have time to give you all the details. So they had conversation. He had already asked him and see his heart and see that this is not just some Yehu. It's somebody that really has worked hard to get here. And there he has to, he has to meet a truck he's never seen before and so on. And remember what he said at the end? I wanted to see that you, by the end, you had figured it out. I was confident that you knew what you were doing, even though the gears were grinding. My friend, that's favor. Amen. That's a definition of favor. And you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is we don't know what his position is in the school board. He's really covert right now in there. Often hearing things and saying, come back, say, I heard these so-called believers say this and say that. And I said, I found that in the Bible and it doesn't match that. So in any case, he's in a position, even in the school board of Alachua County, to be a light. He just said, it's interesting you asked me today, because this week two other people failed. Anyway, thank you, Steve. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
So let's stand and be dismissed.